Jackie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to make sure that the fishermen had an opportunity to speak. You know, it's difficult when you look at these framework documents and you see numbers on a piece of paper. You really don't know what it means to the actual businesses. And when the fishermen received their letter on December 5th with their PSC, they were just in shock. You know, they read about disasters and declarations in the newspaper. They hear from us constantly on the reductions that we're looking at, but it doesn't really hit home until you go to your mailbox and you open up the letter, and there's just been shock within the industry over the last couple of weeks. And rightfully so. I mean, you know, the fleet that remains today is but a smidgen of what it was 10, 15 years ago. And, you know, from the industry standpoint, they don't understand why. You know, they have abided by every rule, every regulation that's been put before them. There's been reductions in catch. There have been, you know, days at sea reductions, trip limit reductions, and more recently we are now operating under a hard total allowable catch, which was supposed to be the panacea for the fishery. You know, sectors, just go into sectors, everything's going to be okay. Well, now, you know, after Amendment 16, people are still licking their wounds from the allocations that occurred during that, and now we're looking at a fleet-wide, you know, ACL-wide reduction. And, you know, people just hope at some point someone will step up to the plate, whether it's a manager or a scientist, and will say, we need to do this better. It's just not working. There's going to be no one left. There will be no one left after May 1st. So quickly, I just thank you, Dr. Karp, for your honesty and your response. There's been a lot of anger in this room for people who have invested in the scientific process and feel that they're not being listened to. So thank you for your apology and your honesty, and we look forward to working with you to in the future to change what's needed in the climate and culture and on all sides. So thank you. Quickly, just before you break for lunch, just to remind you again, the coalition put forward a memo that you've all received. What we did was, aside from looking at all the stocks that are a desperate need of attention that are getting a reduction next year that are going to have disastrous impacts on day boats and offshore boats, we just specifically looked at the provision that we looked at last year, 304E, within Magnuson, which allows some flexibilities for when management measures need to go in place and when interim measures can be put to reduce overfishing rather than end overfishing. We called the agency and the council's attention to that last year for Gulf of Maine cod. We're in our first year for Gulf of Maine cod. The law actually says you have up to 2 years to put in management measures which end overfishing. So we would argue that there's another year that could be put in play for Gulf of Maine cod under the interim measure provision. That goes as well, would be a first year for Gulf of Maine haddock. And we also believe that there's language within 304E, which also relates a different situation for Southern New England winter flounder, but we believe that there's a great opportunity for that stock. We feel that that stock is not being looked at close enough, and that actually provides a good mitigation measure now that the agency submitted a letter to the council on May 30th. Requesting that, or identifying it's not going to rebuild by 2014 and that a revised rebuilding plan was needed. So we hope that you look closely at our memo. There's some important motions coming forward by the Groundfish Committee that we hope you also look closely at. And more importantly, we hope at some point the madness is going to stop. And that managers will sit down with scientists and we will figure out a better way to do this because, you know, there's stronger retrospective patterns in many of our assessed stock assessments that exist today than they did 5 years ago, 10 years ago. There's huge questions about the stock assessment for Georges Bank Yellowtail and many other stocks, and we just can't have a fishery. We can't be on this seesaw where, fishermen are supposed to be creating business plans, and we're back here as managers in industry every year, every 2 years, just dealing with disasters and constant, you know, trying to constantly figure out what to do. Or in you know, it's just it's not working, and it's not going to work for these people from May 1st. And they've existed now all the way up until today to be able to be here at the meeting today. And I really hope you think very carefully about what you do after lunch. Thank you.